Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. I'm Phil Carroll, and today we're joined by Sapan Ghai, CCO of Sovereign Metals. Welcome back, Sapan.
Thanks for having me, Phil.
Yeah, good. So today saw Sovereign ink a rutile offtake deal with Chemours. The agreement could see Sovereign send off 20,000 tons of natural rutile per annum to one of the world's largest producers of high-quality titanium dioxide pigments. So this is excellent progress, and I believe not the first MOU for Sovereign, with another MOU having been signed to Mitsui earlier in the year.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. In fact, this is our third MOU now. Our first MOU was with a welding products distributor out of the US called Hascor. That was important to us because rutile used in welding attracts a premium price. So, you know, we can sit there comfortably understanding that our basket price for rutile actually will receive some form of a premium. We then signed, as you noted, we then signed a non-binding MOU with Mitsui, and that was on the basis of Mitsui becoming our preferred marketing partner within Asia as well. We all know, you know, the size and reach of Mitsui will really help us here. And also just to note that, you know, Japan is one of the key suppliers of aerospace and military grade titanium metal. So having Mitsui there is great for us. And then, as you noted today, we signed an MOU with Chemours of the US, Chemours being one of the world's largest producers of high quality titanium dioxide pigment. So this is, you know, the bulk of where TiO2 products like rutile and ilmenite all end up in. This is, yeah, you know, the world of paints, coatings, pigments, etc.
Yeah. So there's obviously that would be stage one, was to supply the 20,000. But I believe there's also a stage two, which includes the option to buy more rutile while costing will reference market prices of the day.
That's right. As you know, Kaseya is looking at a two-stage production profile. The first 5 years will be producing, well, we'll have a throughput of 12 million tons per annum of material. That'll produce around 150,000 tons of rutile a year. And then that'll go up to about 250,000 tons of rutile a year by year five. That expansion in itself will be fully funded through internal cash flows.
Very good. So progress is moving forward. I mean, we only had a podcast with you guys 2-3-4 days ago, I think it was, maybe even less than that. So if anybody wants to know sort of bigger story about Sovereign, we'll point them to that, and we'll put that in the listing in terms of this podcast. But it's obviously great news, and financially, what does this do for Sovereign Metals?
Well, look, it's a huge tick in the box from, you know, a leading provider of performance chemicals out there in the form of Chemours. It's a US-based company. It's listed on the New York Stock Exchange. You know, on a bad day, it has a market cap of around £4.5 billion. They have over 3,000 customers in something like 120 different countries around the world. And it operates four specific TiO2 pigment production facilities, two in the US, one in Mexico, and one in Taiwan. I think in last year's annuals, the titanium segment of Chemours reported net sales of $3.5 billion. So it's a big gig for us to have this MOU with Chemours.
Yeah, I saw the amount of TiO2 titanium dioxide that they were doing. It was a serious amount per annum. So yeah, 1.25 million tons per year they're processing. So yeah, big player. And obviously, from the point of view of getting the finances in place to build all the things that you need to do, this is going to be a big positive, I presume.
Yeah, look, we're fully financed through to the PFS, which we're expecting mid-year next year. And then we'd want to get into our BFS before we got into construction. We've put out an expanded scoping study that gives you an idea of what that CapEx what that financing requirement would look like, and for Cassia to be a $1.5 billion NPV project, we'd need about $370 million of capex to get to first production.
I was just looking at the sort of news announcements since you came to market. So that obviously Sovereign commenced trading on AIM on the 14th of December last year. So, you know, not even a year on the actual markets. And looking at the news flow, it's been pretty, you know, there's been plenty of news flow. Obviously, they indicated the resource for scoping study was one of the first ones. You've had a former Rio Tinto executive join the board. There's been obviously the first of the three offtakes announced in March, and then the offtake MOUs, and then there's been also plans to reduce footprints. There's been the 1.8 billion tons confirmed as the largest rutile deposit. There's been the graphite. So there's been no shortage of news, but it just hasn't sort of moved the dial, really, has it?
No, it hasn't. And look, we'll continue to update the market on with consistent news flow. It's something that we're quite proud of doing through since we've listed on AIM. So we'll continue doing it. And I guess it's up to the markets with how they want to react to that news. But I think we're in the same boat as many others out there at the moment.
Sapling Guy, CCO of Sovereign Metals, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, James.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.